Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn Like a Polymath by Peter Hollins is a practical guide to building broad, useful knowledge across multiple fields without getting overwhelmed or stuck in shallow dabbling. Positioned within his Learning How to Learn series, the book focuses on self-education strategies that help readers move beyond ordinary study habits and toward a deliberate, system-driven approach to skill acquisition. Rather than treating polymathy as a rare personality trait, Hollins frames it as a set of learnable behaviors, choosing complementary domains, extracting core principles, and creating a personal curriculum that compounds over time. The emphasis is on becoming adaptable and professionally resilient in a world where narrow expertise can be disrupted quickly. Readers can expect actionable frameworks for learning faster, retaining more, and connecting ideas between disciplines so they become more creative problem solvers. The overall promise is simple: build multidisciplinary capability that makes you harder to replace and better equipped to navigate changing careers and complex challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, polymathy is a learnable system, not a lucky trait. A central theme is that polymathy is less about being born unusually gifted and more about adopting a repeatable process. The book encourages readers to redefine what it means to be a polymath, not an encyclopedic know-it-all, but someone who can acquire working competence in multiple domains and integrate them into better decisions. This begins with mindset. Instead of waiting for motivation or inspiration, the approach relies on systems that make learning inevitable, such as scheduled study blocks, clearly defined projects, and measurable milestones. Hollins also stresses that modern polymathy is pragmatic. You do not need to master everything. You need to build a portfolio of skills that creates leverage, like combining communication with data analysis or psychology with product design. The emphasis on integration is what separates polymathic learning from casual curiosity. Readers are guided to focus on transferable mental models, recurring patterns, and principles that show up across fields. By treating learning like an engineering problem, you gain control over pace, depth, and direction, making multidisciplinary growth accessible to ordinary people with busy lives. Secondly, choosing disciplines that compound into a unique advantage. Another major topic is selection, which subjects to learn, in what order, and for what purpose. The book frames this as building a skill stack rather than collecting random interests. A strong stack combines a primary domain that anchors your identity with adjacent fields that expand your problem-solving range. Hollins highlights the value of picking disciplines that reinforce each other, so time invested in one area improves your performance in another. For example, learning statistics can strengthen marketing decisions, while studying storytelling can improve leadership and teaching. The book encourages readers to think in terms of opportunity and constraints. What skills are valuable in your industry, what abilities you are missing, and which combinations are rare but in demand. It also addresses the risk of scattershot learning by using criteria like relevance, curiosity, and long-term utility. The result is a clearer roadmap, where each new discipline has a job to do. This topic helps readers avoid the common trap of dabbling and instead build toward an identity that is difficult to copy. A professional who can translate between fields, spot hidden connections, and deliver results that single-track specialists may miss. Thirdly, building a self-directed curriculum and learning pipeline. The book emphasizes that teaching yourself anything requires structure. Rather than relying on one course or one book at a time, Hollins encourages creating a personal curriculum that you can iterate as your goals evolve. This includes defining a target outcome, selecting a small set of high-quality resources, and setting checkpoints that prove competence through output. The idea is to treat learning like a pipeline: intake, practice, feedback, and review. Intake can include books, lectures, and curated articles, but it is intentionally limited to prevent information overload. Practice is where knowledge becomes usable, typically through projects, problem sets, teaching others, or applying concepts to real work. Feedback comes from mentors, communities, or objective tests, ensuring you do not build false confidence. Review consolidates memory through spaced repetition and revisiting foundational concepts. Hollins also discusses reducing friction, such as organizing notes in a way that supports retrieval and creating routines that make learning automatic. This topic equips readers with a repeatable method to plan and execute self-education across many subjects, turning curiosity into a disciplined habit that produces visible skills and tangible outcomes. Fourthly, interdisciplinary thinking and transferring mental models. A defining feature of polymathic ability is transfer, taking an idea from one domain and using it to solve problems in another. The book explores how to cultivate this by collecting mental models, general principles, and patterns that recur across disciplines. Instead of memorizing isolated facts, readers are nudged to look for underlying structures, such as incentives in economics, feedback loops in systems theory, or probability in decision-making. Once you have a set of models, you can combine them, compare them, and test them against real situations. Hollins positions this as the engine of creativity. New solutions often come from recombining existing ideas in unfamiliar ways. The book also addresses how to avoid shallow analogies by grounding transfers in first principles and by checking where an analogy breaks. Practical habits support this, such as writing summaries in your own words, maintaining a cross-discipline idea bank, and regularly asking how a concept might apply elsewhere. This topic is especially valuable for readers who want to become better strategists and problem solvers, because it shows how multidisciplinary learning becomes more than knowledge accumulation and turns into a tool for clearer thinking. Lastly, becoming irreplaceable through adaptability and career resilience, the promise of being irreplaceable is framed as resilience in a changing economy. The book argues that narrow expertise can be vulnerable when tools, markets, or organizations shift, while multidisciplinary capability increases options. Hollins ties polymathic learning to adaptability. You can move between roles, communicate across departments, and take on problems that do not fit neatly into one job description. This topic focuses on translating learning into value. It is not enough to know many things. You need to apply them in ways that improve outcomes, such as faster diagnosis of root causes, better collaboration, or innovative approaches to stagnant processes. The book encourages building evidence of skill through projects, portfolios, and consistent output, which makes your capabilities legible to employers and clients. It also highlights how broad knowledge improves leadership, because leaders often operate at intersections, balancing technical constraints with human behavior and strategic trade-offs. By developing a learning habit that continually updates your skill stack, you reduce the risk of obsolescence. This topic positions polymathy as a long-term strategy, a way to stay relevant, create unique professional positioning, and build confidence that you can handle new challenges as they appear. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear plan for self-education, including professionals trying to future-proof their careers, students who feel boxed into a single major, entrepreneurs who need competence across many functions, and lifelong learners who are tired of dabbling without progress. It can benefit a reader's life by turning learning into a reliable system instead of an occasional burst of inspiration. The frameworks for selecting disciplines, building a curriculum, and practicing for real outcomes can reduce overwhelm and create steady momentum. Over time, the payoff is not just more knowledge, but better thinking, improved problem solving, clearer decisions under uncertainty, and more creative approaches to work and personal goals. Compared to many books that celebrate polymaths in history or offer vague encouragement, this one is positioned as an action-oriented manual. Its value is in translating the idea of multidisciplinary expertise into concrete habits, routines, and criteria that can be applied immediately. If you are looking for a practical way to combine skills into a rare and valuable professional profile, and you want a repeatable method to keep learning as your interests and industry change, this book is worth buying because it focuses on execution, integration, and long-term compounding rather than inspiration alone. If you would like to support Peter Hollins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.